Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHT HD WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. Yes.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Biden just announced another way to try to bribe people into voting for him with your money. Yeah, in the old days, you know, you had to give him a bag of cash. Now you send him a student loan repayment check, courtesy of the American taxpayer. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here. Thanks to my buddy Michael Pelka for holding down the fort last week. Trump announced his thoughts on abortion today. He's getting mixed reaction from pro-lifers, and I want to get your thoughts on this. You can reach me at 855-839-1210. You can tweet at Rich Zeoli. I think that the key part of what he said is that it's got to be up to the states, which is something that I agree with and what the Supreme Court agreed with and the reason why Roe v. Wade was overturned. So that, to me, is the big important part of that. But I'll play it for you and get some audio for you, and we'll talk about it. But Joe Biden has a major problem with students in two states in particular, Michigan and Minnesota. He's got a problem. And that problem is going to result in him trying to figure out a way to bribe them, which is what he's been doing. And he bragged today. He actually bragged about it, defying the United States Supreme Court. This is what Democrats do. The lawlessness of the Democrats can't be understated or overstated. Excuse me. They don't care about following the courts. They don't care about the separation of powers. They don't care about any of that. They do whatever the hell they want to do. They accuse Trump every day of being a dictator, every day. And then they defy the court and do whatever they want. And they brag about it. They brag about it, and they're proud of doing so. So the Supreme Court told Joe Biden, you can't unilaterally cancel student loan debt. Can't do it. That is an act that needs to be left up to Congress. Well, Congress can't get it done, nor should they, in my opinion. So what does Joe Biden do? Whatever he wants. And today he announced a new student loan debt repayment plan, which I want you to know is a bribe. He's bribing people, and he's trying to bribe people, in particular young people, because he's got a problem with them because of Israel. I should say because of their hatred towards Israel. So he announced a new student loan plan today that, in the words of the lefty corporate media, would help millions of Americans have their debt forgiven in his latest attempt to provide relief to borrowers. Now, remember something. There's a guy right now or a gal listening to me. Maybe it's you driving a truck or a car. You worked hard today. Maybe you don't have a college degree. Maybe you started your own business. Maybe you've been working as a contractor, HVAC guy, whatever, your whole life. You didn't go to college. You're doing just fine. Putting food on the table. You have a good life and you're very happy. But you have debt. You have other debt. You have a car payment. You have a mortgage. Maybe you have debt, the credit card debt. I don't know. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what about my debt? Joe Biden doesn't care about you. The Democrat Party doesn't care about you. They used to pretend to care about you. You know, if you're a working class person in this country, somebody who actually rolls up their sleeves and works for a living, somebody who gets their hands dirty, they used to pretend like they cared about you. And they're idiots who run their unions. They still endorse these Democrats. You ask the average American auto worker, you back in Biden, they'll tell you no. And that was admitted to by the head of their union. You know, that guy came out and he admitted that the great majority of his members, despite his endorsement of Biden, are not going to vote for him. They're going to vote with their paycheck. Democrat Party for years pretended they were the party of the working man and the working woman. Now they've stopped pretending. They're just completely now about bribing kids on the main line and hopefully their parents by canceling student loan debt, even though that studies show that if you have a college degree, or in many cases, these kids are going to wind up having debt canceled for their master's degrees, you're going to wind up making more money than somebody who doesn't have a college degree on average. Not in every case, of course, a lot of people out there, multimillionaires without a college degree. But on average, you'll earn more with a college degree and an advanced degree, yet you'll have your student debt forgiven. And some other person who didn't go to college but has debt maybe for other reasons, they get zungats. You get nothing. And they're not pretending anymore. They don't like you. They don't respect you. They think you're an idiot. And what they want to do is to make sure that they continue to be the party of the faculty lounge, hoping that the snotty kids on the main line and their snotty parents, forgive me if you're one of them, and not snotty, you know who I'm talking about. They're the people who have the signs on the lawn. I don't mean you. Will vote Democrat because you're getting a check. You don't need the money. Believe me, you don't need the money, but you're happy to get it. Who wouldn't be? Sure. And that's what Biden's doing right now. And it's called a bribe. It's a bribe. It's a payoff. It's a payoff to get their vote. We should call it what it is. It's not a student debt repayment plan. It's a bribe. And where I come from in Jersey, you have to put that money in a cash bag, a paper bag, and you got to hand it to somebody under the table at a diner. That's how you do it. That's the Jersey way. It's the Philly way. It's how you got to do it. That's the way to bribe a voter. But nowadays, you just mail them a check, even though the Supreme Court says you can't do it. And 25 million borrowers will be affected by this, will be given free money that you pay taxes, your tax dollars. Let's say, for example, you're a mechanic. And you didn't go to college, you don't have student loan debt. Or let's say you're somebody who did go to college and you paid your student loans off, like me. So your taxpayer dollars now, you're working, doing your best, your money is going to go to pay off other people's debt. Nobody helped you. You had to do it your way, however you got here in life. And your money will now go to them. This is called redistribution of wealth. This is what the Democrats love to do. This is socialism, is what it is. It's a socialist bribe. And I want to call it that because I'm tired of people calling it student loan debt repayment. The plans would give relief to 25 million borrowers who owe more money than they did at the start of repayment because of the interest rate on federal student loans. If the plan is finalized, it would cancel up to $20,000 of the amount a borrower's balance has grown because of unpaid interest, regardless of income. Let me ask you a question. How about the interest that you've accumulated over the years with your credit cards, or the interest that you bought a car recently, interest rates are high. You had to buy a house, interest rates are high. You've had to pay a lot of money in interest rates. Are you going to get any interest rate loan relief? And you see the little snarky way they're doing this, trying to get around this by saying, well, it's not really debt payment relief. It's really interest payment relief. Oh, Oh, because it's not a debt? Well, I mean, technically it's a debt. You owe it. But we're not calling it that. We're calling it a repayment of the interest. But that's a debt. I mean, right? If you take out a loan from a loan shark and that VIG keeps going up, but still you got to pay that too. It's not, that doesn't go away. Same thing with any other loan. If you don't pay, you have late fees and you have interest. If you don't pay your taxes on time, you get late fees and interest. I'm sure there are millions of Americans out there who are dealing with that. They have interest that they owe to their own government on tax dollars. Is Biden going to forgive that for everybody? Maybe you're one of them. I mean, a lot of people during COVID in particular fell behind. It was a very hard time for people. If you owned your own business, it was a very difficult time. And you might have gone into credit card debt. You may have fell behind on your taxes, and you may have a lot of interest penalties. And because of the way that the interest works, it's very hard to get out of that. So who's coming to help you? Is Biden coming to help you? Is he going to give you a check? If you're an HVAC guy and your van blew and now you got to go buy another one and you got to refinance, you got to refinance your house to pay for it, or refinance your business, get a business loan, whatever it is. Is anybody going to come help you out? Anybody going to cover the interest rate, like the differential between what the rates were when Trump was president versus what the rates are now that this idiot's in the White House? For example, let's say you had an adjustable loan on your mortgage. And under Trump, when rates were 2.5%, and now they're at, what, 6-7%? And if you had a loan that the interest rate was able to go up, now you're paying more. Is anyone going to write you a check to help with that? No. No. This is only for people who have student loan debt. And there's a reason for it. Because the Democrats want to get these voters, these college kids, to vote for them. And a lot of them are incredibly angry at Joe Biden for a variety of reasons. They don't think he's far enough left on things like the environment, which is crazy. When you look at his record, this guy could not be more extreme on the environment. He has made it so hard in this country to drill. He's gone after fracking. He's gone after natural gas. He has a liquid natural gas export ban that he put on this country. He's been sued in court on multiple occasions by people who have been stopped from getting the leases that they deserve to be able to drill. And of course, this president is trying to make gas automobiles completely illegal with EPA standards, quote unquote standards, that are really regulations that will drive the gasoline engine out of existence. But it's not enough for them. It's not enough for the young folk. The youths don't think he's doing enough. Biden tells Israel what to do, how to fight the war, threatens them, doesn't tell Ukraine what to do, doesn't tell Ukraine how to fight the war, doesn't threaten Zelensky. Zelensky has the receipts. And even though Biden's doing those things to Israel, it's not enough for the Utes and the Democrat Party, because unless Joe Biden tells Israel to give up their land and allow the Palestinians to control that entire region from the river to the sea, it will never be enough for them. These are crazy people. So what's the answer? Well, it's like any other problem you have in life. Money solves problems. Not every problem, but it solves a lot of problems. So when you've got a problem with a particular demographic, in this case now, students in places like Michigan and Minnesota and Pennsylvania, you bribe them. You give them a check. And that's what we're watching here. That's what we're watching play out. The new plan will cancel the total amount of borrower's balance has grown due to unpaid interest if the borrower is enrolled in the SAVE plan or other income-driven loan forgiveness programs. The plan aims to forgive interest balances built up to date for 25 million borrowers, with 23 million likely to have all their balance growth forgiven. It would also give relief to borrowers enrolled in low financial value educational programs that have been deemed insufficient by the Department of Education, and borrowers who are experiencing hardship on paying back loans, like those at high risk of defaulting and families burdened with other types of debt, such as medical. But in those cases, though, understand, and those are going to be rare cases, and that's only in there so that they can turn around and go, it's not just student loan debt. Right, sure. If the plans are finalized, the administration is aiming to implement it as early as the fall of 2024. Just in time for the election. The White House has argued that runaway interest is part of the broken system of student loan debt, and the administration has aimed to provide automatic debt relief for borrowers who qualify. But they've hit red tape in the past. Red tape? No. The Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional. Supreme Court of the United States of America, you know, the pesky third branch, came out and said the legislative branch has to do this, not the president. If the plan is finalized, it will almost certainly be challenged in court, according to The Hill, something that White House Fembot Karine Jean-Pierre spoke about today when she said, quote, "We know what Republicans are going to do. We can't stop them from that, but it's also not going to stop the president from acting and taking action like he is today." Administration officials told reporters that the plan is consistent with the Supreme Court's decision last June that blocked Biden's broad student loan forgiveness plan. "We have studied the Supreme Court's decision carefully. We intend to pursue these regulations in a way that is entirely consistent with that decision." When the High Court blocked the plan, it ruled that Congress had not authorized the executive branch to forgive the debts that are estimated to be at the hundreds of billions of dollars. Justices at the time expressed doubt about the Education Department's ability to unilaterally forgive debt after the administration attempted to justify the plan by tying it to the national emergency established during COVID. White House officials said, quote, "This plan involves different considerations by providing targeted relief to borrowers with particular circumstances. This isn't the same plan, and we feel confident going forward." So they've renamed an item on the menu. Now they're telling you it's a totally different thing, but it's exactly the same. They're just targeting the interest versus the principal. And that's how they're going to try to get around what the Supreme Court said they can't do. 30 million borrowers will have received student debt relief during the Biden administration. That's 30 million people who've gotten money from you into their pockets for having debt, even though you probably have debt. I know I do. Got a mortgage. And we get nothing. But we pay for their debt because that debt is deemed worthy. That debt is deemed something that is sacrosanct. You know, you sacrosanct. You can't question that. They went to college. They got a degree. You poor schmuck, you just bought a car or a house or had to use credit cards to get by in tough times because you haven't had a raise in years and inflation has been out of control and things are tough. Or you had the government shut down your business during COVID. But that's on you. It equals $146 billion in student debt. All through executive actions. All through executive actions. None of this through Congress. $146 billion. And where is a lot of this money going? It's going to the swing states like Pennsylvania and Michigan. I'll play a clip for you here. This is a clip of, let's see here now. I have this. This is Representative Espaliat, a Democrat of New York, who was on CNN discussing Biden's new plan to forgive student loan debt and why this is a good thing for America. This is the party that one time pretended it was the party of the working men and women in this country. Cut number six.
The White House today, President Biden is going to come out with a new plan to forgive some student loan debt. The White House says in total, the plans he will announce today would fully eliminate accrued interest for 23 million borrowers. It would eliminate the interest accrued, would cancel the full amount of student debt for more than 4 million borrowers, and provide more than 10 million borrowers with at least $5,000 in debt relief or more. The Supreme Court struck down his last effort to try to relieve some student debt. How important is it, do you think, for him to try again? Why do you think this will pass?
I think it's very important. Student loan debt has surpassed now for some years our credit card debt as a nation. Imagine that. You know, people worry about their credit card debt. Student loan debt has surpassed in total our credit card debt. And so a young family trying to get up and do well for their children has a tough time if they're saddled with a very deep student loan debt. I think to give them a bump, to give them a lift, is a good thing for America. It's a good thing for the family, obviously. And I think the president is doing the right thing to try it again.
Jamal Bowman, you know, he's the guy that pulled the fire alarm. Again, nothing happened to him. He disrupted Congress, the congressional proceedings, but nothing happened to him. That guy, he said, quote, "Getting young people to support Biden in Wisconsin will be harder now because of the Gaza response." So you see what this is all about? This is all about the fact that they're worried about young people in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. They're really worried mostly about these young people in these areas for two reasons, like I went through with you, climate change and the response in Israel. And for that reason now, Biden is defying the Supreme Court and bragging about it. This is the big story of the hour. It's brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let me play for you a quick clip. This is Biden bragging about how he's ignoring the United States Supreme Court. Take a listen.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't, that didn't stop us.
Yeah.
No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
Yeah, that didn't stop us. Why would we listen to the Supreme Court of the United States of America? We don't let that stuff get in the way. We don't need no stinking Supreme Court justices. We'll do whatever we want. That's a dictator. You want the definition of a dictator? A dictator is, the court said I can't do it. Well, I'm doing it anyway. We are not going to let that stop us. That's the president of the United States of America bragging about it. And you're not going to have him criticized by the corporate media. They're not going to come out today and tell you that Biden's a dictator and he's running roughshod over the Constitution. He's destroying democracy because he's refusing to comply with one of the equal branches of government. No. In fact, they'll cheer this. They'll cheer this on. And the only people who will be affected by this are people with college degrees, who, again, on average, will earn more money than people without college degrees, on average. But it doesn't matter anymore because the Democrat Party is putting all their cards on the table. They don't care about you if you work for a living. They could care less. Whatever your hardship is, doesn't matter. If you're behind in your taxes, the IRS is going to keep charging you interest on those taxes. That's why you hear all these commercials for these IRS relief agencies out there, because the IRS doesn't care. The only debt they want to forgive is student loan debt. And ask yourself why. It's because that's the group they need. That's the constituency they need. And so they're bribing them. They've given up on the others. They know they can't win working people. They know they can't. They've written you off. Auto workers, they don't care. They know that. But they need these students. They need these young people, the youths in Michigan and Minnesota and Pennsylvania. They need them or they're going to lose. I think you're going to lose anyway. But it's such a problem for them that they have to find a way to put money in their pockets. That's what's happening. That's what we're watching right now. It's a bribe. Pure and simple. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Friday, May 3rd. We are live in Cape May, New Jersey, at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May. I'm so excited. Mark your calendar, just like our friend Carrie did. She booked her room. It's going to be great. We're going to have a wonderful time. If you want to de-stress, enjoy life, take in the ocean air, make lifetime memories with your family and friends, then you should book a getaway at my happy place, the beautiful oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You can book a June midweek stay and save. Now, we're going to be there in June as well. Let me give you that date. It is a Friday night. Of course, we always do our shows on Friday. Friday, June 21st. So you can book a midweek stay and stay for the show. Stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. Stay five nights, get $70 a night in resort credit. Stay seven nights and receive $80 a night in resort credit. And you can use these resort credits for food and drinks at Hemingway's restaurant, where they have handcrafted cocktails and amazing food, freshest catch, great meats, beach concession stand, or in the gift shop where you can get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. Always book direct with the Grand Hotel for the best rates. The Grand is the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate events, baby and bridal showers. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to talk to my friend Caitlin, and she will help you have your dream event. And a belated birthday to Bob, the owner of the Grand Hotel. His birthday was on Saturday. So happy birthday, buddy. To book your stay today at the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, my happy place, call 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. We'll see you there on Friday, May 3rd. We'll see you there Friday, June 21st. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right. Welcome back. Glad you're here today on Eclipse Day. Just about over. Within minutes, but hopefully you got to see it. Thank you for all the pictures you sent me today. I appreciate it very much because we did not have the opportunity to view it since we're on the air, and also we don't have any windows where we could see it. So I appreciate you sending it to us, and some great shots out there. Very cool. And very cool that my wife's hometown of Tupper Lake, New York, well, at the epicenter of the eclipse, where thousands of people came to gather it, and it's Bridget's birthday today, so happy birthday to my wife, and... thank you for listening to the show. We had a great vacation. We were down in the Florida Keys. It was a blast. You know, we got to see dolphins, and I was reminded of how the bottleneck-nosed dolphin is a very, very critical species. And I told the trainer that my governor is insisting on killing all of them with windmills. And we had a lot of fun. And Reagan got to, all the kids got to pet a dolphin, which was fun. And we just hung out as a family. It was very nice for spring break, just the five of us. Very nice thing to do. You know, when you get away and you just focus on the kids and you have no distractions, no other family members, and no work, and you just focus on them, especially at their ages, because Patrick is 9 and Claire is 7 and Reagan is turning 4 next week. So you wind up making them feel so special. And the of course, they make friends when they're down there. So then they can go play with their friends for a couple hours and you can, you know, then Bridget and I could spend some time together, which is very nice as well. And the sunsets down there in the Keys, absolutely gorgeous. If you've not been to the Florida Keys, Put it on your list. Put it on your list. We were in Marathon, which is the middle to lower Keys. And it's beautiful. Isla Mirada is also beautiful. Been there a couple times. Been to Key West. It's gorgeous. What I love about it, though, is it's got a very laid-back vibe. And it's just some of the most beautiful sunsets you'll ever see in your life. And a very laid-back vibe. Particularly Key West, of course. But so anyway, it was nice to get away. And I appreciate Opelka filling in. He did a great job, as always, I'm told. I didn't listen, but I think he and Henry had fun. I don't know, because DeSantis was off, too, doing whatever elitist nonsense he was doing all week.
I was writing a paper.
All week. Writing a paper. How long is this paper, out of curiosity?
25 pages.
25 pages. Wow.
It's my term paper. It's not due until May, but I figured if you were taking a week off, I might as well derive some benefit. And yeah, now it's done with. I have a little left, but most of it's done.
Yeah, some of us had to keep the lights on here. So
appreciate that. Thank you for doing your part. Did you have fun working with Opelka, Henry?
I did. It was a nice, refreshing change of pace.
You guys got to cover the earthquake live?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
A lot of things went wrong that day, right? I mean, I heard somebody said their garden gnome toppled over.
Yeah, lawn chair furniture just all over the yard.
I saw a meme, and it had a lawn chair that was down, and it said April 6th, whatever the day was, never forget.
Yeah.
I thought it was hysterical. But it was funny because we're down there, and all of a sudden, I did not have the news on. I was not, I mean, all week, I didn't turn the news on. Literally, I tried to stay off my phone. I tried to stay off Twitter.
Good for you.
But I did go on there, and I started getting all these alerts about an earthquake. You know, earthquake hits New York region. And I went, whoa. So I turned on, and it said, you know, 4.8 magnitude earthquake, Lebanon, New Jersey. And I went, wow, okay, this is great because it's... it's a Friday. Nothing bad's going to happen, but now everybody can talk about the earthquake. So I thought, there you go. And that's what happened, right? It's basically how you did it.
Yeah, we kicked off the show. It's like, where were you? I was here. Where were you? I was at home.
Kind of like what we do with the eclipse. What are you doing for the eclipse?
Yeah. That's why people thought it was the end of times, too, because, you know, earthquake and then the eclipse. And, you know, it was only a matter of time before floods and locusts started joining in, too. So,
well, cicadas.
Yeah, the cicadas. That's what I said.
Cicadas.
That's literally what I said last night on Rooney's show.
Yeah, and I've got a clip from The View of Whoopi Goldberg, Karen Johnson, and Sonny Hostin arguing about cicadas. And it will make you want to take a sledgehammer to your head. Really. And I'm going to play it before the show's over today. Arguing about cicadas. I kid you not. Sonny Hostin and Whoopi Goldberg. And you're going to listen to this and think to yourself, this is why America's dumb. You know, because this is playing in millions of places throughout the country all day. I think it's a conspiracy to keep America dumbed down. I really do. And then they blame the eclipse on climate change, too. They find a way to do that. The eclipse is caused by climate change. Also, so are your jeans, by the way. You guys like to wear jeans ever?
I'm wearing jeans right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
a big jeans
else.
Guy. Me too.
I sleep in jeans.
There you go. Well, it turns out now, researchers are saying that jeans are bad for the environment. A study reveals that wearing a pair just once is the equivalent to driving a car for 6.4 miles. So they a pair of fast fashion jeans creates 2.5 kilograms of CO2, the equivalent of driving a petroleum car 6.4 miles. Scientists from the Guangdong University of Technology analyzed, and that's the real place. I know it didn't sound like it.
What's the name again?
Guangdong.
Guangdong Tigers.
Guangdong. I believe it's in China, if I'm not mistaken. Is that the Tigers? Is that the mascot?
That's their Chinese Basketball Association. That's their team, Guangdong Tigers.
No, how do you know that?
Because there's a very famous clip of like inside the NBA, you know, with like Shaq, Ernie, Kenny the Jet, and Chuck. And they do a segment every year called Who's That Guy Play For? And the one year they put up a guy, I think it was Aaron Brooks. And, you know, Chuck guessed an NBA team, but Shaq correctly guessed Guangdong Tigers, and the clip of it's hysterical.
That is amazing. You got to find that clip for
me. Yeah, oh, absolutely, easily.
Because I did not have Guangdong Tigers on my bingo card for what Henry would throw out during the show today. You know? I would have, anything else you could have said would not have surprised me, but the fact that you knew Guangdong Tigers is amazing.
Yeah, thanks, Shaq.
Thank you, Shaq. Thank you, Henry. So according to the Guangdong Tigers over there, jeans are bad for the environment. A pair of fast jeans. Now, they describe that as if you wear a pair of jeans only seven times. And each time you wear it produces as much carbon as driving 6.4 miles. Don't ask me how. I have no idea why just wearing it causes this. But the jean cycle of production, transportation, fiber production, and I guess washing it, they analyzed a pair of Levi's 501 jeans. And they found out that they looked at this from raw cotton to their disposal by incineration. During the product's lifetime, the researchers discovered that the jeans had a carbon footprint of 95 to 99% larger than traditional jeans, which are worn an average of 120 times. My jeans, I've worn at least 120 times. I'll go until there's no, I will wear them forever. There's no reason to replace them. I don't know how many people only wear a pair of jeans for seven times. And then, well, I guess women do. That's the difference between guys and women, right? We'll wear jeans until literally there's holes in them. Women will buy jeans with holes in them. That's the difference, probably. Or this is just stupid and makes no sense whatsoever, and it's just another way for us to get out of pants, which I'm all for, by the way. But anyway, that's it. Wearing jeans now is bad for the environment. Now you know. The more you know, as we say. Thank you to the Guangdong Tigers for bringing that to our attention.
You want to hear it?
What's that?
Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
You've been paying attention.
Nothing.
Aaron Brooks. Who does Aaron Brooks play for?
You'd have forgot where.
This is the last one.
He was in Phoenix last year.
He should know because you live in Phoenix. You can probably track where he is.
Oh,
where he has been.
No.
All right, Charles. Who you got?
Yeah.
He's either playing in China or Japan.
China or Japan. We need to.
That's not the name of the team.
More specific.
Guangdong Tigers. Ni hao. Ni hao. Ni hao. Victory lap.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's a clip when someone performs poorly in the NBA. They say, who's he going to play for next? That clip always comes up. Send him to China.
Send him to China. Guangdong Tigers will take him.
Yeah, they will.
I love it. Here's Joe Biden outlining the plan for his student loan debt bribery plan. This is from earlier today. Take a listen.
Day one, my administration has been committed to fixing the broken student loan system and making sure higher education is a ticket to the middle class, not a barrier. My administration has approved debt cancellation for 4 million Americans through various actions. And today, I'm announcing new plans that would cancel student debt for millions more. In total, these plans would cancel some or all student debt for 30 million Americans when combined with everything we've done so far. To find out how these plans may impact you, visit studentaid.gov.
Yeah. The reason why they're doing this again is because young people, the youths, college kids, and college graduates are very angry at Joe Biden. Like, for example, Rutgers University in New Jersey. Rutgers police escorted Jewish students out of a town hall after pro-Palestinian protesters called for an intifada. Rutgers University President Jonathan Holloway held a town hall with students Thursday night aimed at offering the school community the opportunity to ask him questions. Before he was able to answer a single one, anti-Israel protesters unleashed chaos. As he attempted to address the crowd, pro-Palestinian students interrupted the town hall and prevented the scheduled programming from happening. They shouted and tried to intimidate others. Rutgers student Sarah Shiner, who was in attendance, told National Review, the chants, which were captured on video and shared on social media, included slogans like globalize the infatada, long live the intifada, intifada, long live the intifada, from the river to the sea, and we don't want no two state, we want 48. What shocked me the most, the student said, was the fact that the Jews attending the town hall were escorted out by police, not the individuals protesting and breaking the rules. So the individuals who were protesting and breaking the rules, they were fine. They were allowed to stay. But the Jewish students were escorted out for their safety. Holloway also had a police escort out of the building mere minutes into the event, leaving only half the security dispatched to the town hall there to protect the Jewish students who had come to ask the university's president how he plans to handle anti-Semitism on their campuses. Shiner told National Review that the environment on Rutgers campus is extremely hostile to Jewish students. The university's student body recently voted in favor of two referenda calling on Rutgers to divest its endowment and academic affiliations from Israel. As the campaign in favor of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement vote went on, anti-Israel students posted flyers featuring a photo of a Jewish student next to the words "Free Palestine" across campus. Neither Holloway nor any other Rutgers administrator has addressed the targeted harassment, though Holloway did issue a statement after the BDS referenda saying he believes in engagement, not isolation, and opposes any divestment plan. The anti-Israel Rutgers Endowment Justive Collective posted an infographic on its Instagram page in advance of the town hall, urging members to ask questions, accusing the college of complicity in genocide and occupation. A Jewish law student at Rutgers filed a lawsuit against the university in January, alleging that administrators violated his right to an educational environment free from discrimination on the basis of his Jewish identity. The House Education Workforce Committee is currently investigating Rutgers and a number of other colleges in our region over their handling of the anti-Semitic conversations that are going on. And by conversations, of course, I mean flat-out attacks, harassment, intimidation. Anti-Semitism on Rutgers campus did not begin on October 7th. In May of 2021, amid a surge in attacks against Jews in the United States, the university's leadership issued a statement decrying the violence. They then apologized for doing so, saying they were sorry for failing to communicate support for our Palestinian community members, and that the university's diversity must be supported by equity, inclusion, anti-racism, and the condemnation of all forms of bigotry and hatred, including anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. In a written statement to National Review, Rutgers University said, "Students who objected to President Holloway's belief that the BDS movement is both wrong and counterproductive and who disagree with his support for continuing Rutgers' partnership with Tel Aviv University disrupted a meeting of the Rutgers University Student Assembly. The leaders ended the meeting, and the president went with his driver, and other attendees left the meeting without incident." The students there said the fact that campus police were not allowed to quell the protests was just shocking. "We had to be escorted out by police, and individuals protesting just continued to disrupt the town hall. They were not escorted out. Instead, we were." This is happening on college campuses across the country. And while New Jersey may not be a particular problem for Joe Biden because it's a blue state, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, these are very, very problematic for Joe Biden. And now you know why he's doing the student loan debt bribery scheme. And it's pathetic. It really is. It's absolutely pathetic. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is ramping up his fundraising. He raised $50 million at a campaign fundraising event just the other night. Joe Biden's big soiree in New York, where he had Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and the rest of the murderers row there, raised only half of that. I got a lot more to say. 855-839-1210. Listen, when it comes to your home, peace of mind, protection, all these things matter in a big way. And that's why I trust a team at Emmons. That's right. Emmons Roofing and Siding. Protection and peace of mind are paramount. And Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you are getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt, who are great friends of mine, in fact, are coming over for dinner soon, they know times are tough for many people. They're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10%. 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. And I'll tell you something, the work they do is outstanding. They just replaced two doors for me in our new home. In our old home, they did the roof, siding, windows, doors, remodeled our bathroom, and remodeled our kitchen. So I've been using Emmons now for 7 years with two different homes, and I trust them completely. So reach out to Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. That's E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and tell them I sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Thursday night is Politics and Pints. Dom Giordano is hosting Senator Rand Paul. You got to go. Get your ticket. It's going to be a great night, a lot of fun. And Rand Paul's book on COVID and Fauci is outstanding. So that's this coming Thursday night. The best part about it is you're going to get to hear from Rand Paul. You'll see Dom, and there's a bar. So you get to drink Politics and Pints this coming Thursday night. Get your tickets at 1210WPHT.com and do it today, because it's going to be a lot of fun, a great night, and we want to do more of these going forward. So make sure you come out. I tell you, I'm a huge fan of Rand Paul. I think he's one of the absolute best. He fights for freedom in a big way, and during COVID, he fought Fauci at every turn. And this is the book that he wrote about it. So it's this coming Thursday, April 11th at 7 p.m. It's at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College, which is in Newtown, PA. And tickets are $50 and include a signed copy of Senator Paul's book, which is The Great COVID Cover-Up. And there's a cash bar for drinks, cocktails, beer, soft drinks. And it'll be a lot of fun. So that's coming this Thursday, Politics and Pints with Senator Rand Paul, hosted by our buddy Dom Giordano, this coming Thursday, 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to 1210WPHT.com, get your ticket today. In the 5 o'clock hour, I'll get into what President Trump, I know Jimmy Matthews is listening, I don't want him to freak out, what former and future President Donald Trump said regarding abortion. I'll share that with you in the next hour. And I want to get your reaction to it as well, what you think about that. He brought in some serious cash at a fundraising event Saturday night. Here's a little bit from that. He was speaking alongside Melania at this event that raised over $50 million. This was at Palm Beach, not New York. But the one that Biden had in New York, that only raised half of what Trump raised. So he hauled in a lot of cash, cut two.
People are just wanting change. The rich people want it. Poor people want it. Everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughing stock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly. And this has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again, and that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again. Everyone knows it. The election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th will be the most important date in the history of our country. And thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here.
He also is bringing an empty podium around. He was at Green Bay, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, again, I told you, a state that he's performing very, very well in, and a state that Joe Biden's got major problems in, because of the fact that you've got the Utes who are very angry with Joe Biden because they don't think he's crazy enough on climate for them. He's not crazy enough on he doesn't want Israel to be destroyed enough for them. So that's why you have this student debt repayment bribe scheme going on in this country. Cut three.
We have an empty podium right here to my right. You know what that is? That's for Joe Biden. I'm trying to get him to debate. I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place. We'll do it anywhere you want, Joe, so that we can discuss in a friendly manner the real problems of our country, of which there are many, instead of trying to have corrupt prosecutors fight your battles for you.
There you go. Corrupt prosecutors. Will they debate? That's the question. We'll tackle that in the next hour as well. Plus, Trump's comments on abortion. And yes, you can expect Russian collusion in the next election. There's a Democrat member of Congress warning about Russian collusion coming up in the next election. And the COVID cover-up. You know, speaking of Senator Rand Paul, turns out, well, all those the data that the government put out about young people dying because of COVID, no. All those figures were fugazis, and a warning from Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, that you need to hear. All that is coming up for you. We have 30 minutes of nonstop talk. Plus, this crazy, crazy woman known as the mother of Black Hollywood in an unhinged lunatic rant against Trump. The Trump derangement syndrome is very, very real. We'll get to all of that straight ahead. But listen, you know, I drive a Volvo, as you know. I love driving a Volvo. They are beautiful cars. They are safe cars. They are some of the absolute best cars on the road. And if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you know that they're doing a renovation. No problem. It's not a problem. They're working on the road, Route 70. And they're also doing a renovation at the dealership. But it's very easy to navigate, and they're in these very beautiful trailers. And this is the best time to go because they're doing a very big renovation special. I was just there, picked up my new XC60, gorgeous SUV, huge, with a ton of room, and so safe on the roads as well. Love driving it. It was a luxurious experience despite the road construction and the renovation. Judith celebrated her 75th birthday recently, and she's determined to make this a great year. So there are incredible deals right now. You go to Cherry Hill Volvo, their team is going to find you the absolute best pricing. They always have tremendously aggressive promotions going on there. And with the renovation that's going on, this is the best time to get over there. So choose Cherry Hill Volvo. They stand with us. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. So they're not only just a sponsor, they're our studio sponsor. They got the studio naming rights. That means a lot to me, and it should mean a lot to you. And maybe you want to drive one of the beautiful S-Class, the S-Class made at their plant in South Carolina, all those American jobs. Or maybe you want the XC90, the family car with that third row, which is great for getting the kids down the shore this summer. Either way, at Cherry Hill Volvo, they're going to find you the best pricing, special incentives during their renovation. Just go see my friends Judith, Yosef, and the entire team today. Make sure that that you tell them I sent you. It's very important you do so. And remember, at Cherry Hill Volvo, relationships matter. They strive to prove that every day, and they're going to go the extra mile for you during their renovation. So, get past the road construction, no problem. Visit them in the beautiful trailers that they're in, no problem. And take advantage of the huge renovation special going on right now at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.